Phone Boy Speaks, episode 242. My thoughts on iOS 7, beta 6. I finally loaded iOS 7 on my iPad 2. And I could have done it at any point in time because I actually, my devices are on a developer account primarily because I beta test software for other developers. And so once your device is on a developer account, loading iOS 7 is not difficult. And although actually the most difficult part is finding and downloading the gigabyte file that you need for your device. So there was that, but once you do that, and I went through some issues with doing a backup and restore. That was because I did a backup to my computer rather than iTunes, and most of the problems I had with the backup were like running out of disk space on my laptop, which is a whole different discussion. But anyway, you essentially load the firmware and then restore the backup, and although it didn't pull over my apps for whatever reason, it only pulled out, but it pulled the data over for them. So when I manually went and loaded the apps, it were fine. So just a minor thing. But what I'll say about the actual OS itself is, it's different. I mean, it's definitely not, I've got the iPhone 4S here to compare it to. And I can tell you that, it just looks very different. The animations and stuff are, I think I like them. They're very, I don't know. It reminds me of the old 60s Paramount logo, how things would always just zoom into the logo at the end. For some reason that's stuck in my brain, but anyway, so that was the first thing I noticed aside from all the icons and everything looking different. It does make it feel a bit different. I think there might be, as far as the apps that I've run, I don't run that many. To be honest, even though I've probably got a ton loaded on there, I tried a few apps here and there, and they all seem to work, both the apps I'm testing and some of the apps that I'm actually that I use on a regular basis, and yeah, they seem to work. I'm still not going to necessarily load it on my iPhone because I do rely on my iPhone quite a bit, and I want it to work. So I actually did find a small bug with one Checkpoint app. It wasn't a big deal, it's something that I'm sure is more related to the restore process than being a problem with iOS 7. But yeah, I mean, things worked for me, and I think beta 5 might be pretty close to the release. There's some other issues, but if you're not a huge, I haven't had a time to go and like really dig into it because honestly, I'm busy working and I've been trying to do other things. So I haven't really given it a full, analysis or whatever. And other people have done that anyway, I'm sure. But I mean, I think it'll be nice. Now I am concerned that when somebody like my wife gets this, I'm gonna have to spend some time with her to show her how to do things because yes, things are different and there's some stuff in there now that's not obvious, right? I mean, the swipe up to get to the turning down the screen brightness and the Wi-Fi and stuff. That's actually really cool, but it's not obvious. And there's a lot of things like that in iOS. And I do give Apple credit. When I first, after the restore, I got a little pop up from Apple saying, oh, by the way, the spotlight is now done differently. It happens differently. And that's a nice little touch. I mean, and I know Bill Kuntz does this with Felix on his app.net app. When some of the gestures and stuff changes, his little pop up, it tells you what things are different. And I appreciate those kinds of things, right? Because that is a major difference in the interface. Swiping down from the top is how you get to the spotlight and search functionality. So there's going to be a learning curve, I think, for non-technical people. So I fully expect I'm going to have to sit down with my wife and when she does the upgrade, show her, some of the neat things you can do with it. But, the other thing, the thing I noticed right away also was the photo app. Oh my God, I can actually find photos now. It's amazing. Whatever they did, it's now, I guess they have it sorted by date now. And so that was, so actually finding a photo, I was showing a colleague some pictures I took around Gig Harbor earlier this week. And, and that was much easier. So I think on the whole, iOS 7 is going to be a good thing. Again, for the non-technical people, there's probably going to be a little bit of a learning curve, just because anytime you'd make a major change to user interface, people freak out, lose their minds, whatever. But and of course, the app developers are now having to rush and redesign their apps in a very iOS 7-like manner. But I think that's a minor thing. And I think, as usual, everybody will upgrade to the latest release pretty quickly. And lo and behold, what you'll have is a better experience without having to buy a new device. And we haven't been able to say that with any iOS update for a while. I mean, because it is really, I won't say it's fundamentally a different experience, but it's different enough that it feels new. So anyway, that's my thoughts on iOS 7, at least as it exists today with the beta 5 release. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.